boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I think you can tell how long you've been friends with somebody based on, well, how supportive you are. And I guess when I say supportive, are you funny supportive or sensitive supportive?
Mm-hmm.
You and I went downtown today to grab some coffee, and it wasn't just you and I. We also took Nicole from sales as well with us, and you had to parallel park.
Which normally doesn't make my skin itch, but in my mind, I'm like, oh, it's like a weird time of day. Nobody's going to be in downtown Cedar Rapids. I was wrong.
Everyone and their cousins and their dogs were all downtown, and everybody was watching you parallel park.
Everybody. So I had to say to you two, I'm going to do something vulnerable right now, and I'm going to parallel park in front of you, which can be humiliating. And it ended up being fairly humiliating.
It wasn't your best parallel parking job ever. I'm not going to lie.
Because there was people lined up behind me waiting for me to get my butt in the spot, and I couldn't do it, and I was hitting the curb, and then I hit the curb with the front tires, and it was just horrible.
It was like one of those where they're like going backwards, forward, and you're like, you should have been done 30 minutes ago, kind of one of those parallel park jobs.
Yes.
No offense, but that's how it was.
Yes.
So Nicole's up front, and she's a supportive, sensitive friend, where she's like, deep breaths, okay?
She was encouraging me.
She was great. She was like, to the left a little bit, not to the right.
You got this.
You got this. Then there's me. Oh, your butt's going to be on Reddit later.
Yes.
I'm like laughing at you. And I'm like, oh, that guy over there is looking at you. You're looking dumb. Because I know you. We've been friends you've been working for the company for 7 years. I think at this point, I can laugh at you. And I know that, yes, I can laugh at you in this moment because you're really,
I wasn't listening, to be honest. I didn't hear any of that.
You don't listen to me half the time.
No.
And I know you were stressed, but like, it wasn't that stressful of a moment that I can laugh at you. And we'll laugh about it later. And to be honest with you, I also knew you weren't listening. But I think Nicole, in that moment, probably thought I was the biggest, well, words I can't say on this program.
And she was right.
What? Me?
Yeah. She was right. Something else we got to teach Nicole, who came out to get coffee with us today from our sales department, is that Destiny copies my drinks.
I copy a lot of your things.
Well, like, yeah, I guess.
I'm an annoying little sister, even though I'm older than you.
Oh, don't let it be forgotten. You are the older one. But we were standing there in the coffee shop and like, what do you want? Like, what's the vibe today? Everybody's kind of just figuring out what kind of drink they want. Hot, iced. They have a million syrups to pick from. And then you look at me and go, I need you to go first so I can just say what you say.
That is actually word for word what I did say.
What if I ordered something gross on purpose?
Well, then that's when I would have panicked and then been like, oh, God, I don't know what I want now.
I'm like your ghostwriter, but your ghost orderer.
Yeah. I didn't know what I wanted, so I was relying on you to tell me what I wanted.
Right. I feel like I should get like some sort of
incentive
for that. Yeah. Tip me or you pay for $1 of my drink.
Funny enough is I thought about buying your coffee because I knew I was going to copy off of you. But then you went and was like, I think I'm going to get like a muffin. And I was like, well, I ain't paying for the muffin. No, I'm paying for your coffee because I'm planning on copying off of you. But then you went and added a muffin. I ain't that bougie.
Noted. I'm going to whisper my order next time and you're on your own to sound stupid.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Well, I'm going to reignite your obsession with one of the most legendary Netflix shows, Squid Game.
Yes. It's been far too long.
Which is hilarious because you were very apprehensive.
Antis.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then late to jumping on it. But you loved all, three seasons that there were? So, I am here to tell you that there's a new spinoff show, but I don't know if it's going to be what you're wanting.
Oh, dear God. Here we go.
Netflix has shared online. Now, there's very little information, so bear with me. They shared yesterday that Squid Game, the VIP Challenge is coming out. It's not a scripted show. It's a reality show.
But don't they already have like a Squid Games like game?
Yes, but people show up as the participants, the contestants.
I've never watched that. Have you?
I watched the first season. It was fine.
Apparently not good enough for you to watch in the next season.
No, I didn't. Because I prefer the real show. But this is...
I like a good scripted thing sometimes.
Right. And that first reality show, they were competing. Obviously, nobody died like in Squid Game, but they were competing like they did in the show. This is a different version.
People are going to die?
People are the VIPs. Because you know in the show, the VIPs.
I don't know. I wasn't actually excited that people were going to die.
I was like a little too excited about death.
I realized it after it came out that I was really excited.
I don't think so. They are playing the VIPs. Who are the people? The rich, anonymous, masked people who are betting on...
Is this celebrities?
Yes.
Oh my God. Why do I feel like Jason Derulo is going to be one
of them? That's really random. Not at all.
I just feel like he's always doing something.
Not this. There's 8 VIPs confirmed. We don't really even know how this series is going to work. They're the actual verbiage is they're entering the ultimate test of strategy, alliances, and endurance as they compete for a life-changing prize. Do you want to know the celebrities?
Yes, I do.
I have the 8 names. We have Dylan Efron from The Traitors and Dancing with the Stars, I guess, if you count that. A couple of these you're not going to know, so... Ew, I don't like what you just did. You just caressed your microphone. Dylan Efron. Hannah Godwin, who's from The Bachelor. She's also huge on TikTok. Super cute blonde girl. I think she's going to be really fun to watch. Kim Zolciak from The Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Don't know.
We know the housewives bring the drama. Christy Sarah, who they have listed as an influencer. I'm not familiar with her, but I'm sure she'll be great. We have Mel B from The Spice Girls.
Okay.
Okay. How fun is that? Ryan Serhant, who's from Owning Manhattan, which is a Netflix show that is about real estate.
So boring other than Dylan Efron.
We have. Let me get to the last one. There's one more boring one before that. Viper, who is the fan. I guess the fans voted their favorite person from season 2 of Squid Game The Challenge. So this poor guy, who's a normie, is going to be with all these celebrities, which is kind of hilarious. But he was the fan favorite from Squid Game The Challenge season 2. And the last one that I think is so Tristan Thompson. The Tristan Thompson, who you may know from the NBA, but you may also know for famously cheating on Khloe Kardashian.
Okay, also really boring. Where are some good ones here?
I think it's going to be good.
Nah, I'm actually not interested. Let's move on. Something better.
Okay.
It could have been a good show if you would have gotten me some better VIPs. Dylan Efron.
Like Jason Derulo? Your taste is poor.
Stop. Jason Derulo was better than half the people you named. Anybody? Say I agree.
I think you're on your own in this one.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
The older you get, the nosier people be getting up in your business with a lot of questions. You know the classics. When are you getting married? When are you going to buy a house? Oh, when are you going to have kids? When are the grandkids coming along? Mm-hmm. Blah, blah, blah. I feel like another question that stresses me out personally, don't judge me, is when are you going to get a dog? Because I don't have a dog.
Oopsies, I did ask you that
you
question.
You did. And it made me think about it today. And whatever, I would rather you ask me about a dog than kids, okay?
I was going to say, I feel like that's a... I don't ask about kids because I feel like that you don't know what's going on with people. You should never ask about kids. You don't know if there's infertility. You don't know if there's financial problems. You don't know if there's
been
relationship.
Lost, yeah.
Yeah. You don't know anything, right? That's why I never ask that one. But I'll be honest with you. You were holding a wiener dog today, and that was the first time in my life that I saw you maternal.
I did. I felt very happy holding that little weenie dog.
Oh my God, you were light. You were glowing.
Yes.
When people say that pregnant women have like the glow, I saw that on you for the first time ever.
Wow. I was pregnant with mommy puppy glow.
You were.
That's amazing.
That's why I asked that question. I felt like it was a safe one.
Oh, and it is, but for some reason, I feel like I stumble over my words when I answer it. Because you ask anytime I see my friends from college, because they all know me as a dog person. Like, I always had dogs growing up, and now I have 2 cats. People always are like, when are you and your boyfriend Curly going to get a dog? And I always get a little stressed out with the answer. I don't know why, because we do want a dog, but I'm like, I don't know.
I also felt like you, I was really shocked by your answer today because I never in a million years thought you would have answered it this way. You said, I don't think I'm responsible enough, which I don't think that's correct for you. I think you are responsible enough.
Yeah.
Unless you're saying in the sense of, I don't think I'm responsible enough because we don't have a house, but I don't think that you had to have a house for
it. Yeah, that's fair. And we do have a decent sized yard.
You're home enough. Some people are like, hey, we're not in a good space to have a dog because we're not home enough. We like to travel, and that's okay, right? You're home. You're a homebody.
Mm-hmm. Have I been lying to myself this whole
you
time?
You have.
So why haven't I gotten a dog?
That's what I don't understand. Again, I'm not, do you? I don't, I'm not.
I
I'm,
want one.
I'm not going to tell you to give birth to a dog, right? Do you? I don't care if you have a dog.
Thank you.
I'm not going to tell you what to do with your dog life, your body,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes. My choice. Thank you.
But I'm just like, if you want to have a dog, I don't see a problem with it.
Oh, my God.
Are you thinking about it now?
Oh, my God.
Can I come help you search for a dog? Oh, my God. I'm going to be so annoying if you start thinking
see,
about it.
But the thing is, the minute that I go home and tell him.
He's going to start looking.
He's going to find one immediately.
I know. This is why you have to do it first, and you have to do it secretly. You have to do it behind his back. You do.
Okay, let's get to it. I'm ready right now. Let's start the search.
I've been watching Gilmore Girls a lot. I know I'm late by like, what, probably 20 years or something.
Great show, though.
It is. And I noticed that the mother and daughter relationship is really, really good. It's almost like two besties in the room together. Mm-hmm. I didn't have this growing up. My mom left really early on in my life. And so I asked you a question yesterday. Is this relationship normal? Is that what mothers and daughters are like? Mm. I have more questions for
sure.
Because I'm honestly living through you when I ask these questions.
Okay, okay.
My first question is, do moms and daughters like, or at least for yours, I'm going to ask for your relationship with you and Mama Kris Jenner. Did you guys share clothes?
Okay, so I don't know if she knows this. In high school, I would take stuff out of her
closet.
Shut up. And then I would have like dance after school. So then I would immediately change into dance clothes. So I don't think she ever saw me in it. I don't know
so
if she ever
she doesn't
realized.
Know you still heard like jeans, tops?
More so like tops.
Really?
Or like jewelry. Like, you know, the big bulky jewelry was back in like the 2014s. I did that. And I actually don't know if she did that.
Like she has no idea.
I have no idea. She'd probably be cool with it because one thing that we can bond over is like the
fashion.
Girly girl stuff. Yeah.
Okay. Did she teach you how to do makeup?
I think, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Well, cause she was also an esthetician. So I kind of low key was like set up for success.
Okay.
Shout out mom.
Okay. Because I had to learn from like YouTube. But
yeah. And I'm sure I did that too.
Yeah. Because we didn't have TikTok back in the day. But that's how I had to learn from videos. Because I had a dad. I didn't really know what to do when it came to like putting eyeliner on or mascara, to be quite honest with you.
Yeah. She let me do my thing. She's like, you go, girl. Put that mascara on.
Trial and error.
Yes. And I'm sure it was horrible.
My next question, and this is going to get real personal. How did you learn how to use feminine products? Because I'll tell you this. The first time was my sister teaching me how to use a pad. And then the second time was in college. I had a roommate outside the door teaching me how to use a tampon. That's how I had to learn.
So this is where my, I was a painfully shy kid.
Yeah.
She
put on YouTube.
No.
She made you read the instructions?
No. She was like, you good? Or do you need anything from me? And I'm like, no! I'll figure it out. So that
Get
was,
out!
A, again, that's a me thing saying like,
Okay. Then this, I think I know the answer based on what you just said. Did you guys have the tongue?
Oh, God. Again, me.
No?
Me saying I'm good. Mom, can we talk about purses? Like, please, for the love of God.
Just not talk about that.
My ears are bleeding, so that's...
You avoided
la, la,
it?
La, 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 la. I'm avoiding it right now.
Okay, I have one more, maybe, question.
Okay.
About mom and daughter relationships. So I've been watching Gilmore Girls, and I'm seeing what I think would be normal mom and daughter relationships. Mm-hmm. Again, I didn't have this growing up, so I'm living through you because... You and Mama Kris Jenner have a really good relationship. Would you growing up go to your mom for like relationship advice? Like, Mom, Steve passed me a note in class saying, do you love me? Yes or no? Like, or, you know, maybe you just had a hard breakup. Did you go to her crying? Like, did you do that?
I think what this is all teaching me more than anything is that I was abnormal. You know what I mean? And I still am to a degree. Again, I was so shy that I don't think she ever, like, you know, you have like middle school boyfriends and stuff. I don't think maybe she did know and just never wanted to make me feel awkward. I didn't tell her anything. She knew that I had a boyfriend in high school, but I was like, I don't know. I don't even know if I told myself I had a boyfriend. I was like, that messed up. Am I okay? No, thanks for bringing this up.
We might need to get you a therapist.
Yeah.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
I am living for this don't need a winter coat weather.
Mm-hmm.
Feels pretty nice. It doesn't like look that nice as I'm looking out there because it's not sunny. It's pretty hazy out there. However, I can't help but notice what is upon us, and that is mowing season. So I actually want to rewind to one year ago.
No. Go on.
If I recall, you preferred to be the one to mow you guys' lawn at your house.
Yes.
How did that ever turn out?
I made a bet with Neighbor Man that I was going to mow the lawn.
Yeah, did you bet money?
I betted $200.
Okay, go on. And how did it end up?
We're going to strike this from the record. Okay, I think that's what they say in court.
Yeah.
Lawyers, text me if that's not right. But I'd like to strike this from the record. But I do recall saying that I would mow the lawn all summer long for $200. I think I did it 3 weeks in a row. And then I said, we have to do this every week. This is stupid. Mm-hmm. I'm done. I thought it was like mow every once, 2-3 weeks.
Mm.
That thing kept growing. That's dumb.
Right.
I got to do it every week. And our grass is hilly. That's dumb. I'm going to throw my back out. You know how old I am?
Yes. Question, because we're getting some rain here in the next couple days we know it. I mean, you can see the grass is already kind of turning a yellowish green. It's going to be here before we know it. Do you have a plan of attack going into this year?
I'm getting a pool.
To cover up more grass?
Correct.
Okay.
Listen. I don't know why people freak out about, you can't have a pool, it's going to ruin my grass. Hello? That's a brilliant idea.
Less to mow.
Mm-hmm. Less to freaking mow. Mm-hmm. Honestly, if I could do something to my entire lawn to destroy it, maybe I'll put bleach down. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
And just completely just fry the grass.
Yeah.
I would.
Yeah. I think your neighbors would really appreciate
that. Why do
that?
They care? It's my grass.
Got to look at it. I think you're also going to take out some wildlife unknowingly doing that. Maybe don't.
You're right. There probably is something against it. But if I could find a way to kill my grass and not kill any animals or wildlife, I'll do it.
Got it. Huge vibe switch from last year then. We've already started brainstorming April Fools and what our big prank is going to be, which we've been thinking we want to hit all 4 radio stations in our building and get on the air on all of them. However, we found out yesterday that Chris Jackson has already done that.
We wanted to be the first radio jock here in the building to do it, but Chris Jackson's already done it. So thanks, Chris.
Yeah, we're like a little bummed out about that. So what do we do instead? What do you think, Alex?
So I think for April Fool's Day, you guys should respond to all of your internal emails using only song lyrics.
I like that.
That's a good prank. Have you ever done this before?
I have not, but I've thought about it. I thought about like texting my husband Taylor Swift lyrics until he figures it out.
Mm-hmm.
And I just never been able to because I know he won't figure it out and I'll get bored quickly. Be like, man, why aren't you getting this?
I feel like we could maybe get away with that one, actually.
Yeah. And I was like, I think maybe Eric might be able to be the one to beat you guys to figure it out, but I don't think so.
I love that.
We'll have to pick like One Direction, like stuff that he wouldn't necessarily recognize for him.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good way to pivot. I mean, we switch to that now. There's no way Chris can ruin that.
Well, that would be a lot of fun. Is it still fun if people What if nobody caught on and we just got away with it?
They're just going to think we drank too much the night before.
Well, yeah. Now I'm like, okay, because now Chris is just like my new target for ruining our plan and beating us to it. What if we just send him unsolicited song lyrics all day?
I'd love that. Just, and you know what? Is we could start now and start scheduling because you could schedule your emails. We could start now, you know, force ourselves to schedule 5 emails a day. And by the time we got to April Fool's, he'll have 100 emails scheduled. And they'll be coming in every 5 seconds. And it's not like that's an HR violation. That there's no way that's in the handbook.
It might be harassment. And we,
how is that harassment?
It's annoying.
I didn't read the handbook, so I don't know.
Why don't we test the limits then?
I'm getting very, very jealous of you. So I think we need to talk about it before it starts to get very toxic quickly.
I got nothing to say. I didn't do nothing. What do you mean?
Well, I know you didn't do anything, but I'm getting jealous, and it's good that we communicate, right? Isn't it that help? I think that's healthy in a relationship, right?
You're talking to the wrong person.
She's like, I don't like to talk about my feelings.
I don't like to talk about feelings.
Okay. I'm getting jealous because all of your dream jobs keep coming true, and none of mine are.
Go on.
Well, we talked about this months ago, that your dream job was to mow the lawn at like a professional
sports stadium or sports field. I thought for some reason I'd be really good at mowing it.
And then what happened? Within like a month or two, you got the opportunity to mow the field at the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
It is one of my favorite things to flex.
It is. She talks about it quite often.
It was a blast. Was I good at it? No, but it fulfilled that dream inside me. That little girl who's always just wanted to mow, you know?
And when you brought that up, I was like, okay, well, what's my dream? And at the time, and it still is, I said my dream is that here in Cedar Rapids, the first of the month, on a Wednesday, they test the sirens, and I would like to be the voice. I feel like the person, I don't know who did it, no respect.
Oh my God.
Wrong use of words. No disrespect, sorry, is a little monotone. Yeah. And I would think that we should have somebody, I don't know, a little happy, a little excited to tell you the sirens are getting tested, okay?
Yeah.
And I'd like to do it. It went nowhere.
Well, because that's a little bit harder of a job. That's a pretty serious job.
I just don't think I was taken seriously.
We're talking about people's lives, okay?
I just think I wasn't taken seriously, but whatever. Then, fast forward, we were out a couple weeks ago, and we had a best of show. We replayed a moment where you talked about another dream job of wanting to paint on a business window.
Yeah, people that have like the fancy schmancy window art. I saw someone doing it and was like, I'm jealous. That looks like fun. That's something that I would love to do for a job.
We're going
to
be talking about this more here in the next couple weeks, but it's about to happen once again.
We got something in the works, low key.
She's getting another of her dream jobs happening again. What do I got? Nothing. I'm getting jealous, Taylor. I'm not going to lie. I got none of my dreams are happening.
I think you maybe need to minimize your dreams. Because that first dream, low-key, is never going to come true.
No, I know it's not, but it's a dream. It's a true dream.
Okay,
I am.
Okay, dream smaller. That's what I'm saying.
I'm getting jealous because one by one, your dream jobs keep coming true and mine don't.
I'm sorry. I have stupid dreams. I have weird things that I'm always like, I really want to try that. I want to do that.
They're realistic and they keep happening for you. Mine are maybe unrealistic is the problem. I really wanted to, well, for one day, be the person who gets to voice the outdoor warning system. The first of the month, the sirens go off on a Wednesday, right? I said I wanted to voice that. It hasn't happened yet.
Well, perhaps because that involves people's safety. It's a little too serious.
It's no one takes me seriously. It's fine, whatever. So now I think we need to think of maybe a new dream job that I could try one day. Do you want to go with your ideas first, or would you like to go with mine? But keep in mind, I have zero skills and talents.
I can give you a couple.
Okay, what do you got?
Well, my first thought is the other day we were talking about how you could be like an airplane, you know, the person on the tarmac that directs the airplanes like to where they're taking off from and after they land to which terminal and stuff. I know there ain't no way you're getting clearance for that. So I'm wondering if maybe we scale that back and you get to be a traffic controller for a day. Do we have any police cop friends that could let you out?
Police.
Direct traffic.
I would love to. What about for schools?
Yeah, like the parking line can sometimes get a little wacky.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I feel like it would be so good. And okay, we could tone it down even more. I could just walk into the middle of the road and hold up the stop sign.
I want you to do your points. That was the whole thing.
I'm really good at it.
You've got really good pointing. You could wear like a high-vis vest. We could make you a fake badge.
I'd be so good. Listen to her.
That, I feel like, is a pretty realistic one if you can get a cop on your side or somebody in law enforcement.
Do we have anybody in law enforcement that listens to us? Hello?
Do you listen to us on duty? Just wondering. And then the other thing that I thought of, now, I don't know if this is actually something you would do. It just feels like something you'd want to do. I feel like you want to do some sort of job where, you know, like the linemen who work on electric lines, they have that bucket that you get to ride up. I feel like you'd like to ride up in the bucket.
Uh-huh. I shouldn't touch electrical.
No, not qualified.
But I would like to ride the bucket. Yeah. I agree with that.
That's all. So maybe if there was like a pair of shoes on a
yeah,
electric wire,
I'll get it off.
You could be the one to get it off.
There's a pigeon that's driving people nuts. I'll get the pigeon. Yeah, I'm totally
down. Those are my two ideas.
Those are really good. I think if anyone can help us, I'd be great at those dream jobs.
Okay.
Some others that I wrote down would be a barista. I love making coffee for myself in the morning. I like to put all sorts of syrups and sugars and things like that to make them all sorts of different flavors and ideas for myself, but also for neighbor man in the morning. I feel like, one, I think I would be a good barista even if, like, one day I leave radio or I retire. I love the hours of a barista.
Yes. Early bird.
Uh-huh. I also just think I have really good ideas to be a barista. I think it would be really fun to be a road cleaner or a Zamboni. Now, I don't think I'm qualified to drive it, but I'll be your sidekick. I'll sit passenger princess.
Well, we found out that street cleaners, like the street sweeper, has two steering wheels. Uh-huh. So you could be the like co-pilot.
I would be perfect at this. I would love to be a florist for a day.
Oh.
I love flowers. I feel like I could come up with great ideas of what flower could go with what. I don't know.
Good start.
Floral things. Yeah, but I think,
really convincing on that
Thank you. I think I'd be really good. And then I like making people happy with flowers. Mm. And then my last one, Kirkwood. I went to Kirkwood, so that's why I'm shouting them out. I think I could be a professor for the day. Now, do I have the education? No. Do I have the qualifications? No. But I think I would really like to teach a class for a day. On what? That's TBD, but I think I could maybe a class on radio. Wouldn't somebody who's not in radio like to know the history of radio or just radio in general? I think it'd be so fun. I also sometimes think that I would have been a good teacher.
Okay.
So I think it'd be fun to be professor for the day. They always do random classes. You hear other, you know, universities and colleges do like classes on Taylor Swift and her music or Harry Styles and things like that. I'd like to be professor for the day.
A Post Malone professor?
Oh my God. That's it. Screw doing one about radio. I could give you a one about Post Malone. It will be long. Please take notes.
Nobody will sign up. I don't know if you've realized that The Bachelorette starts this month.
I know. I can't wait.
Can we talk about, though, did you realize that instead of Bachelor Mondays, it's going to be Bachelor Sundays?
When does football start? They're allowing us to have that.
Not till the fall, sweetie.
Okay, why did you like I was stupid? Well, was that stupid?
There's no football in the springtime.
I don't know. Well, don't they have college?
Nope. It's okay. They don't. They don't. In the fall, though, that's normally
why.
That
was a serious question.
I know. And don't worry about it. You don't have to worry about
it.
They're moving it to Sunday. I don't know why they're moving it to Sunday, but we're having Bachelorette Sundays this year, which I'm kind of low-key excited about because I feel like then it can be a whole ritual.
Can I still be stupid?
Are we going to talk about football? Because I don't really know anything either.
But there's not another sport that gets to be on Sunday?
Golf?
Well,
I don't know.
The March Madness now?
When's
that? Not on Sundays?
I don't know. On ABC? I have no clue. I know that I saw that they posted it on Sundays.
Well, I'm not complaining.
March 22nd.
Am I complaining? No. I just am shook it that they're letting us have Sundays. They're giving it to the girly whirlies is what I'm excited about. Because that means that Sundays will, in fact, be dedicated to moi. I love a Sunday where I can wake up, I could do a everything shower, mm-hmm. and then that means I'll be able to end my day with the Bachelorette. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'm just... Don't take it away from me. I just want to make sure there's no sports. That's all I'm saying.
Not that I know of.
Okay.
For now.
Keep the sports over there.
Until there is, and then don't. I don't know. It's not my fault. I didn't know. I just saw they posted a calendar.
And it's all on Sundays?
It's on Sundays.
Okay. Just no sports.
Okay. Email the Bachelorette or ABC.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Okay, our job today is this drama or are people being overreactive? Here's the situation. This girl, Millie, on TikTok posted a video in her car basically saying that her man's picked out an outfit for her to wear on date night, which is kind of cute. Like, that's cute and fun and romantic. So she shows off these cute, like, knee-high boots, black boots. They're hot little boots. And then she brings out a black lacy dress. And she's like, he has a vision. I'm here for it. How cute is this? We're wearing it out on date night. And people in the comments are like, yes, queen. Like, get you a man that does this, that gets you. Until the comments started to switch. Because somebody realized that he copied that exact outfit from a different TikTok creator who kind of looks like her, like same like dark hair, wearing the exact dress that he bought, along with the exact same type of knee-high black boots. So people think, oh my gosh, how dare he buy an outfit because he wants you to look like her. What do you feel?
To be honest with you, kind of in a pickle. I can see it being dramatic, like people being like, oh my God, how dare he, you know, try to dress her like another woman, right? Mm-hmm. I can totally see where you're coming from. And then another part of me is like, please help me, you know, because I'm going to be honest with you. I feel like I'm not good at fashion. Mm. I will stand in the front of the line and tell you that I suck. Mm. I do not know what is allowed to go with what and what can't. Like, I know some people say, like, brown and black can't go together. I do that because I don't know if you can and can't, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know the rules of fashion. So if he were to use somebody as an example to help me, mm-hmm. I'm not mad. Where I would get mad is if this was somebody that maybe I've noticed he has been liking her Instagram. You know, she tends to show some things, right? And I am thinking maybe there might be more to that, if that makes sense, then maybe I would be a little concerned.
I feel like I would only be concerned if it was somebody we knew in real life. Like,
yes.
You know, if it was somebody that we went to college with, some hot girl, and he's like, I want you to dress exactly like her, I'd be like, then why don't you go after her? But some random TikToker, if you're buying me an outfit that Margot Robbie wore, I'm like, yes, please.
Okay, so what if Curly had an outfit that I wore?
That you wore? Well, I would think that's a little bit weird.
It's those girls in the afternoon. And Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
You were just telling a story in Trending with Taylor about how this girl was so excited because for date night, her man bought these like thigh-high, knee-high, whatever, boots.
Yes.
Right? And this gorgeous dress. And then people put two and two together like, wait a minute. This is an exact outfit, actually, that somebody else is already flaunting on TikTok. We think that your man wants you to dress like this other TikToker.
Yeah, I don't know that I would feel that sensitive about it, but maybe it would hurt your feelings, and that's okay.
And it's funny that you bring that up with Trending with Taylor, because literally, if it wasn't last night, it was like the night before, that I told Neighbor Man, that I might start copying a celebrity with their makeup and their fashion. And I want to tell you how he reacted to it.
Are you going to tell me who? Or you just want to pick someone?
Do you
want to
guess first?
I don't know.
Oh.
I'm like, who would you pick?
Okay, so I've been watching Gilmore Girls lately.
Okay.
And as I'm watching the show, he tells me, he goes, oh my God, just so you know, when I was a kid, I used to have the hugest crush on Rory. I thought she was the hottest girl ever.
Okay.
And I said, funny enough that you say that, because anytime I've ever taken a BuzzFeed quiz, a Google quiz, all the quizzes you could imagine in your world, in the world, every single time, they have always told me that I look like Rory. Okay. Like, that's my celebrity lookalike, is that I look like her. I can't remember. I don't know her real actress name.
I don't either.
But that I look like Rory from Gilmore Girls.
Okay.
And I said, every single time I take those quizzes, it tells me that I should copy her makeup, that I should copy her fashion and things like that. And he goes, oh my God, yes, do it.
Oh, wow.
He said I should do it. He's like, I thought she was the cutest thing. And yeah, if you want to copy her, do it. I think that would be great for you.
Okay.
So he had no problem with it.
Well, of course, you picked his crush. What were you...
I'm going to get that.
He's going to be like, please, no, not my childhood crush that I found so attractive.
You know what? I didn't think that I didn't put two and two together that I'm probably doing some weird fantasy for him. You know what?
I don't want to know anymore. How do you tell your partner that you don't like the meal that you just cooked for them? That's what I want to talk about with you, because you don't want to hurt their feelings normally. And I feel like my boyfriend Curly does a very good job being sensitive with me, not being like, oh, this dinner is so gross. Ugh, chicken again. He's very grateful when I cook for him. Until last night, I was catching on to his
attitude,
his little tells, not even an attitude. Because the thing is he doesn't want to tell me that he doesn't like it. We made shrimp quesadillas.
Ugh. Why wasn't I over?
Well, I should have invited you over because you probably would have liked it better.
I love me some shrimp.
I do too. And I thought a shrimp quesadilla, oh, that's a fun like switch up to an easy meal. So we make them and we're sitting and eating dinner and watching TV. And I can tell he's got like two entire pieces left. He's a clean plater normally. Like he finishes his meals. He goes, oh, I just can't do it. I'm getting too full. And I go, you don't like it, do you? What do you not like about it? And he's like, no, it's not that. I'm like, just tell me. I don't care.
Was it the high pitch that you just did that
kinda.
He did? Because usually that's a liar,
oh,
right there.
100%. Well, I'm like, what? Just tell me so that I know for next time if we never want to do it again or you didn't like the type of cheese or whatever. He's like, I don't really like the cheese shrimp combo, or I feel like it needed like some veggies in it or something. I'm like, okay, that's fine. Why did I have to pull that out of you? Otherwise, I would have made it again next week and you would have been like choking it down. How do you ever have to, well, I know you're not the cook. That's the problem.
That's the problem. But okay. Again, because I'm not the cook, but what I do is I go get us food. And so when I get us food, whether it's like a fast food or I pick it up from a restaurant or whatever, if it's come back and it's not made to his liking because he's particular.
Oh.
He is so dramatic. It's annoying.
Okay. Coming from you is crazy.
I know, because I am
the
drama.
Queen of dramatics.
I think if you look up drama in the dictionary, go ahead and do it right now. My name is next to it.
Right.
Destiny from Those Girls in the Afternoon. But like, okay, let's say he's eating a sandwich and he asked for mustard on it. He'll put it in his mouth, take a couple bites, and then he puts it down and then he throws his plate across and goes, I can't eat it. I can't eat it. It's not how I ordered it. It's not good. And I'm like, I will go back to the store and I will go get you the mustard. The drama. I wonder where he got it from.
Oh, you met your match.
Let's get quizzical.
Let's get quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Time to use your brain cells.
The few that showed up today.
Here's your host, still employed for some reason, Destiny.
What are you wearing today? And no, I'm not being creepy, I promise.
I think everybody has like a, oh God, I've heard that one before at 2 a.m. on Snapchat.
Mm-hmm. Well, it could be the answer to tonight's trivia question. Odds are 1 in 4 that you are wearing this today. What is it?
Am I a freak if I don't have it on?
I don't think so.
1 in 4. That's kind of a lot of people. That's a pretty high percentage.
Mm-hmm, that's a couple of us in the building right now.
It is. Oh, I might need to take a walk to do some research.
She just wants to leave the room.
I actually really would like to get up and go. You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
Odds are 1 in 4 that you were wearing this today. What is it?
Text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
Z102.9.
We see what you're texting for Let's Get Quizzical. Here's some guesses for tonight's question with those girls in the afternoon.
We're talking about what you're wearing. And we, well, I was going to say we wish we're in the car with you. And we meant that in like a non-creepy way.
Well, yeah.
As soon as I said it, I started overthinking. I'm like, I don't want you to think we're being creepy, but like, hey.
Speak for yourself. I'm being very uncreepy.
Usually that's like what somebody says when they're being creepy or they're like being a criminal. Like, hey, I'm not a criminal, but then like they're usually being a criminal.
No.
Not being creepy over there?
I am so uncomfortable at all times. It's impossible for me to be creepy. I'm sorry, it is.
If there's anyone who's super creepy in the room, it's me.
Yeah.
It's me. Well, the question tonight, we're talking about what you're wearing. Odds are 1 in 4 that you are wearing this today. What is it?
You can still text in your guests to 319-200-1029. But so far, Michael said a frown on their face. Well, gee whiz, isn't that sad? I hope not. Turn that frown upside down.
Michael, you're a good friend of the show. I hope you're doing okay. Hopefully,
we got no frowns.
Hopefully, Michael is having a good day. Hopefully, Michael wasn't saying he's got a frown.
Yeah. Turn it upside down. There's still time in the day to switch it up.
Exactly.
You got it.
If not, we'll try to crack some jokes. We got 40 more minutes of this show.
Yeah.
No pressure, Taylor.
Not
be
at
funny.
All. Okay. I will now be completely unfunny.
4388 said a thong.
Good Lord.
That's when I do have a frown on my face because those things can be very uncomfy sometimes. Can I admit something? I used to be a monkey.
Nobody is going to... We're all trying to stop you, but you're just going to continue. So go.
Who's
on.
Who's stopping me?
Me. I don't want to know.
I used to be a thong wearer back in the day.
Sure.
But as you get older, you just don't really like something stuck up your butt all the time.
All right.
Thanks for coming to my TED Talk. Okay. Now I love my granny panties.
Right on. Right on. Yikes. Well,
were you wondering? That maybe you were.
Not at all. Actually, not at all. Mm-mm. Nope. Nope. End of sentence.
If Michael's frown did not just turn upside down, I swear to God.
No, it probably turned into pure disgust. Thank you for doing that. 1120 said, well, how nice. A necklace.
Hey, I am.
I'm not. You know, that's one thing I would never remember to put on in the morning. I'm bad at jewelry. I never change my earrings. I have some cute necklaces. I don't remember to put them on.
Wait, why? Because they're hidden?
Because I don't know. It's the last thing on my mind.
Because you're running with your head cut off in the morning? Like, what's the reasoning why?
I just don't think about it. I guess they're not like sitting out, so that probably doesn't help.
I think what helped me over the last couple weeks is I saw somebody on TikTok say an outfit isn't complete until you put a necklace on. And now
I disagree.
She's like, underwear completes an outfit, but yeah, okay.
That's exactly right. Back to that thong. That completes an outfit.
Okay, well, I am wearing underwear in case you're wondering.
I wasn't.
I didn't know we were going to talk so much about my underwear today on the show, but...
You made that choice. Sleep in that bed.
Odds are 1 in 4 that you are wearing this today. What is it? And I am wearing underwear, in case you're wondering.
Nobody was. Text in your guest to 319-200-1029, and the answer is coming up in 2 songs.
I can't wait to get home and neighbor man's going to be like, what'd you do today? I'm like, well, we spent probably a solid 3 minutes just talking about my underwear live on the radio.
Can you mention that you are the one that brought it up, though? Please.
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer. Unless you've been stuck at a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds. Just kidding. It's Let's Get Quizzical on Z102.9.
Odds are 1 in 4 that you are wearing this today. What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
Odds are 1 in 4 that you are wearing the color blue today.
Interesting. Okay, so do blue jeans count?
That's kind of what I was thinking. Like, I'm like, do they? Because they are blue.
It's in the name. You call them blue jeans.
Mm-hmm.
If that's the case, then yes, I am 1 in 4. If that's not, if we're not counting that because it's denim, then I am not, I'm not in that today. What do you mean?
I'm sorry, I didn't see if I was wearing what color my socks were. Sorry. My underwear's not. Why? What color's your bra? Is that what you're looking at? I had to put you on blast. She just randomly like looks down her shirt like, what's going on in there?
Well, I don't know. Because I don't have any blue on. I'm like, do I? And I just haven't seen it since.
Are you wearing a shirt underneath your sweatshirt?
No. In case anybody's wondering, picture that. You're welcome.
Not only did I put you on blast for what color of bra you are, but now everybody also knows you're not wearing a shirt.
Any other questions for the class?
What color is your underwear?
Black.
Thanks for listening to those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.